Only one thing is sure in life. We are all going to die. We hide the dead away because they remind us there's no escape from the Grim Reaper. Seeing dead bodies fills us with horror. Touching them is taboo. Yet in Thailand, this woman seeks out mutilated bodies and mangled car wrecks. In the Philippines, this man watches as his dead sisters are pulled from the grave. And in America, this entrepreneur cuts up a woman in search of the truth. For 40,000 years, people have buried their dead. The first graves mark the moment when we became truly human. We treat the dead with reverence, but they also make us uneasy. Our societies have developed rules around death and surrounded it with taboos. Those taboos reflect our physical and emotional horror of death. That's why the living keep the dead at a distance. In America, corpses are placed 6 feet deep into the ground. In India, Hindus burn them, then send them floating down the river. Despite our aversion to dead bodies, they have to be dealt with. They must be investigated, disposed of, and transported. Somebody must make physical contact. Somebody has to touch the dead. In the Philippines, two men break open a grave and uncover a dead body. With bare hands, they pull the rotting corpse from its resting place, piece by gruesome piece. With their fingers, they scrape up the human remains. Many would see this as a horrific violation of their ancestors. But on this island, overcrowding and ancient custom are invoked to justify exhuming the dead. The Philippines' capital, Manila, boasts the highest population density in any city on Earth. Over 100,000 people cram into every square mile. In Los Angeles, that figure is less than 8,000. For many here, death itself brings no escape from overcrowding.